With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump weighing in on Iran and ceasefire talks with Hamas as Israel's prime minister has paid a visit.
The president is hearing talk from Israel. Iran may be trying to rebuild its nuclear program. Back in June, the president insisted Tehran's nuclear capabilities were completely and fully obliterated after U.S. strikes on key nuclear enrichment sites. Iran has insisted it is no longer enriching uranium at any site in the country. The president also said he wants to get to the second phase of the Gaza deal as quickly as possible, but it means disarming Hamas. There are divisions over the path forward. I'm Ed Donahue.
A roller coaster of a year for U.S. trade policy, President Trump launching new tariffs in 2025, initially plunging America into a few trade wars with several nations, but now U.S. is beginning to see a number of positives in the move. For one, prices are starting to come down on most products and the tariffs, raising hundreds of billions of dollars for the U.S. Treasury. Some hopeful signs for America's real estate market.
Pending home sales in the U.S. surged in November to their highest level in 3 years. The National Association of Realtors says sales rose 3.3% last month after October's sales were revised upward. It's the best performance since February 2023. The numbers suggest improving affordability conditions for home buyers.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Zoran Mondami has promised to transform New York City government when he becomes mayor, but can he do it? The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist already facing intense scrutiny, even before taking office in one of the country's most heavily scrutinized political jobs. Republicans have cast him as a liberal lunatic, and many of his fellow Democrats say he's too far to the left. This is SRN News. A major church shooting rocked America in 2025.
A gunman opened fire on a children's service at Annunciation Church in Minnesota in August, killing two kids and wounding several more. The tragedy sent ripples running through the U.S. religious community, prompting churches, synagogues, mosques, and institutions of other kinds to look to their security. On a brighter note, one 12-year-old girl shot in the head in the incident and feared to become the third fatality, recovered and is back home. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump, a big sports fan, and he's taken his campaign against transgenderism into the world of sports. Early in the term, Mr. Trump signed an executive order calling keeping men out of women's sports. The next day, the NCAA amended its own rules to adhere to the administration's guidance on transgenderism. Several months later, U.S. Olympic did the very same thing. This is SRN News. Iranian state TV is claiming that Russia has launched several Iranian communication satellites into orbit. Here's Rich Thomason.
A Russian rocket reportedly sent the satellites aloft Sunday from a launch pad in eastern Russia. The three satellites have a maximum expected lifespan of 5 years. This isn't the first time Russia has launched Iranian satellites, highlighting the strong bonds between the two countries. The United States says Iran's satellite launches are in defiance of a UN Security Council resolution. Rich Thomason reporting.
At least four people killed, dozens wounded in clashes on Syria's coast. Authorities say the violence erupting between Alawite protesters and some counter-demonstrators. This follows a bombing at a mosque in Homs on Friday that killed eight people and wounded 18 more. More details, srnnews.com.